You've both made reference to the fact that you take these comment periods seriously and that you consider these comments in your guideline making process. One particular, and I take you at your word. One particular area of concern to me, though, and producers in my district, is in the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee recommendations regarding red meat. The current DGAC report seemingly recommends that Americans consume less red meat. Will your agencies be reviewing studies submitted during the comment period that address the recommendations for red meat, both pro and con, and can you tell me more about that?
Do you want to take the red meat?
In terms of the issue of red meat, I think it's fairly clear that there's a recognition that lean meat is and should be part of a healthy diet. I think the challenge is to understand that as Americans, if we look at the obesity epidemic that we're confronting in this country, that some of us are consuming more calories than we should. And so the recommendation is in relationship to the overall consumption of calories. And one way to reduce the overall consumption of calories is obviously to eat less of certain things. And when in that category would be red meat, but that's by no means the only thing in that category. So I want to be clear here.
I don't understand. I'm sorry, Mr. Vilsack, but why would you include in that category red meat? I mean, why wouldn't you just say anything that takes you over a caloric level that's unacceptable, you shouldn't eat? Why would there be a category of things not to eat?
There, because of the importance of having balance in terms of what you consume, in terms of what a healthy diet consists of. Again, remember what this is. It's a set of guidelines which is designed to give you the best chance of reducing cardiovascular, cancer, and chronic diseases.
But wouldn't red meat be part of a list of things that you should eat as long as you eat lean?
It is. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry. I thought you said that you would put it in a list of things not to eat.
No, sir. Okay. What I said was, if you're concerned about overconsumption of food generally, then obviously you're going to suggest that people should eat less of something that they are eating a lot of. That's the key.
I agree.
To suggest that we're not going to have a guideline, I think it's fair to say, regardless of the fact that guidelines aren't fixed yet, that lean meat is going to be part of a healthy diet. There's no question about that as far as
I'm concerned. Advisory committee's recommendation on this is exactly the same as 2010. So I think the secretary's comments hold.
Okay.
And I think the secretary's comments are also reflected. You know, I have Fiesta ware. Those are our day wear. That's what we use. It's what my mother had. Those are the plates, those colorful plates. And my mother used those. The plates that I have for my mother and the ones I got for my wedding, they're a different size, reflecting the issue that we as a nation, you know, I just think that's a visible thing that people see. My mom's plates, they're littler, the ones I have from her, the ones that I got. And this gets to the issue of the totality that we need to work on at the same time that we think about the nutritional content. So we've got too much, and we got to get the right nutritional content. And I think what everybody wants is an opportunity to be able to have guidelines to do that. And I think that's what the My Plate hits are about and everything's about. Being a mother of an 8 and a 6-year-old in your time in the grocery store, having worked for the largest grocer in the country, Walmart, the average time for a working mom or dad is like 20 minutes. And so your ability to get in there, get it done, and try and do it in a way that's healthy for your children, you need ease in decision making. This is step one. It's just the guidelines. How it gets translated into other things are the next steps. And I think that's the secretary's comment about what this is and what this isn't and why we want something that is useful for working families who are just trying to get this right for themselves and their children.